In 5, 4, 3, 2.
I'm Joe Wade Formicola, and you're listening to Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini.
Real name, no gimmicks.
On 750 AM, KOAL.
So I came to the grave. Real name, no gimmicks.
That's why I ain't got no.
We are back on Drive Time Sports, 107.3 FM, 7.50 AM. We are going to talk NHL for just a moment. Now, of course, the talk right now is the NBA. Last night, the Golden State Warriors come one step closer to closing out an NBA championship. But if you take a look at the NHL, and this has been the storyline throughout the last month and a half, the Stanley Cup playoffs have been more entertaining from a competitive standpoint than the NBA playoffs. And tonight, we have Game 5 of the Stanley Cup, series tied 2-2, and joining us over the phone, former NHL defenseman Jason Strudwick. He's also with TSN 1260 out of Edmonton. Jason, it's great as always to get you back on. I appreciate the time today. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. But a little part of me died when Kevin Durant mailed that three in. And it was such a sweet shot. I just turned the TV off. I'm a huge Cavs fan, LeBron fan, so I literally just turned the TV off. My wife's like, what's wrong? I'm like, I can't talk right now. I just walked upstairs. It broke my heart last night. And good thing that the Stanley Cup playoffs, I don't really care who wins, so it's a lot easier emotionally to talk about.
What kind of stones do you have to be down 2 points with 50 seconds left on the road and pull up in transition and launch a three-point shot over LeBron James? I mean, that's what I was thinking last night when Kevin Durant did that, and it didn't even hit the rim. It was nothing but net. I mean, that right there, that's a soul-crushing play.
It was so the shot was perfect. You know, like when you, I love seeing swooshes. You know, there's some things in sports you love to see, and a swoosh is perfect. Right? It doesn't touch the rim, and that net just snaps, and that's exactly what happened. But, you know, I love what Steve Kerr, I did come down and turn the TV back on to hope that maybe something changed, but I didn't. So I saw the coach's press conference, and Steve Kerr, I thought, put it best. He goes, Kevin Durant knows this is his moment. And he's embracing all of it. And he's been, if not the best player, one of the two best players this series. And quite frankly, maybe the playoffs. And he has been a complete stud. And, you know, I don't like Golden State, and but I love Kevin Durant. I've always liked him as a player. I just wish he was on Cleveland and not Golden State.
Right. I'm sure. Well, speaking of players and it being their moment, I mean, if you look at Nashville in the Stanley Cup Series, you were on after Game 1 when Pittsburgh won a game that they probably should not have won. Nashville outplayed them. Pittsburgh then takes Game 2. And I remember you saying on the show, Game 2 is not a must-win for Nashville. Game 3 and 4 would be must-wins for Nashville because this team plays much better at home. So, with this series tied 2-2 going back to Pittsburgh tonight, you're not surprised, I'm sure, by any of this.
No, you know, and I don't want to call myself Nostradamus, but I did predict that Nashville would come back and win two at home. I mean, Nashville is a very difficult place to play. It's loud. They've got a team that feeds off that energy. And quite frankly, they blew Pittsburgh out of the water in Game 3. But Game 4, although Nashville won, I believe Pittsburgh should have won the game. They had more quality chances. You look at the youngster, Jake Guentzel, probably should have had 3 or 4 goals in that game. Chris Kunitz barely misses on a breakaway trying to go 5-hole. Sidney Crosby could have had another goal or two. So I think that we're starting to see, much like we saw in Game 1 and 2, where maybe Nashville deserved better out of those two games as far as wins, I believe that we'll see the same now from Pittsburgh. They're trending in the right direction. So I fully expect tonight Sidney Crosby and the Pittsburgh Penguins will win this game and have a chance to win the Stanley Cup and Game 6 in Nashville.
Pekka Rinne is a guy that got off to a slow start, seems like ages ago. I mean, this guy is so fun to watch. He owned the net on Monday, and the Predators have really had Pittsburgh's number for most of the finals. But, Jason, that's not to say that the Penguins, they've genuinely been a threat to Nashville past the blue line on the road. I mean, Pekka Rinne had to be at the top of his game for Games 3 and 4.
He did. You know, especially Game 4, he made some huge saves. And, you know, it's difficult for goalies, or any player for that matter, to stay at the highest level that he's been at. And, you know, he didn't play great in the first two games. If you remember, there were conversations suggesting he should bring UC Soros, the backup, because he had better numbers over the year against Pittsburgh Penguins, which is crazy to me to suggest that. But there were those out there who thought maybe that should have happened. But Pekka came back, as we all knew, when he played, you know, pretty well in Game 3, but especially Game 4. So now, you know, for the challenge for Pittsburgh is to get to him. I think it's volume of shots, and especially game three, what I saw was Pittsburgh Penguins forwards looking for the perfect play. You know, and sometimes in the playoffs, there's nothing perfect. Just get it to the net. Crash the net, get rebounds. And I think Nashville embraced that idea, and now we look for Pittsburgh to do that tonight. I just think that tonight you'll see Sidney Crosby, who was, I believe, the best player on the ice for game four. He'll even be better tonight for game five. He's going to get to Pekarinen. You'll see Phil Kessel, I think, who's trending in the right direction as well. You know, it's like in baseball or basketball where, you know, you can see a guy maybe struggling, but you start seeing him come out of it, right? You start to see some green shoots of success, and that might be solid contact with baseballs that aren't quite, you know, landing for hits, or in basketball, guys getting really good looks and just getting bad luck at the rim. But all of a sudden, it just starts clicking. I think for Phil Kessel, he is, you know, a shot away from really having a major impact on this series, specifically in tonight's game.
Again, our guest right now is Jason Strudwick, spent over a decade in the NHL and right now working for TSN 1260 in Edmonton as we talk about Game 5 of the Stanley Cup Finals. Jason, you talked about key players and Sidney Crosby, the best player on the ice in Game 4. However, rookies have really stepped up in this series. And I'm sure for someone who follows hockey as close as you do, that's fun to see, right? A young guy stepping up when the lights are as bright as they are right now on the ice.
Well, there's this website that all hockey fans use. It's called HockeyDB.com, and that has every hockey player who's ever played a game anywhere. You can enter my name, Jason Strudwick, at HockeyDB.com. You'll see everywhere I've played, all my stats. And, you know, this is the first time I remember in a number of years where I'm using that in the Stanley Cup Final, because there's players popping out of literally nowhere. You know, it's just like Gaudreau. This guy now has 3 goals in the Stanley Cup. You know, he has the Stanley Cup Final. And before this, no one even knew who he was. I'm literally nobody, just his mom and dad. I don't think even HockeyDB who knew who he was. So it's been amazing to this type of story, this guy coming out of nowhere. And I love seeing these, you know, success stories out of nowhere. And you need that. If you're going to have a winning team, you need, you know, people you don't expect to contribute. You know, what you're looking at, Pittsburgh, you know, Crosby, Malkin, Matt Murray, the goaltender, are going to do some things. On the other side, you've got those great core of defensemen. You know, you've got Mike Fisher, the Wiley captain, the Wiley veteran, who is, you know, going to contribute. But to have a guy out of nowhere come and contribute is so essential to success, because it's like found money. It's bonus. You're like, well, we didn't expect this guy to score, but he just scored 2 game winners in the Stanley Cup Final. Well, you know, now we can maybe take some pressure off our other guys who now feel more comfortable just going to play their game rather than squeezing the stick to have some success or score those goals.
You know, you mentioned all of those things, and we talked about how competitive the Stanley Cup playoffs have been. Jason, tell me if I'm wrong. I view this year of the NHL, the Stanley Cup playoffs, it's done such a service for the NHL. I think you have a lot of fringe casual fans that have taken note, not only because of the fact that one of the most popular players in hockey is in the Stanley Cup, but it's been so competitive. And a lot of people that I didn't even know watched hockey have come up to me to talk about the Stanley Cup. I think this has been a great year for the NHL in general.
Well, it has been. And, you know, listen, I love the NBA. I've always loved the NBA. But the problem I have with the NBA right now is that before the first ball is thrown up for the first tip next year, we're going to know who's going to be in the final. And that, to me, ruins it. You know, it just loses its luster. But it's in the NHL, I don't believe there would have been one person out of 100 who would have picked and bet on the Nashville Predators to make it to the final and be 2 wins away. 2 wins away from winning the Stanley Cup. This is an 8th seed getting into the playoffs, and now they're within 2 wins of winning the Stanley Cup. And that's what makes it entertaining, because, you know, you're not just picking the 2 best teams saying, oh, we'll watch these 2 play in June. So I think it's been a good year. I think we saw some really good hockey, tight hockey. We've seen some intense and at times dirty hockey, which, you know, I actually enjoy. And so it has been a good year. And the great thing about the NHL, our league, it continues to get better. Younger and younger people are coming in and playing. You know, when I first started, there was few 18-year-olds in the NHL. Now there's 18-year-olds not only playing the NHL, but it's because they have zero fear. They have a crazy level of skill. And they're having an impact on both their teams and the fan base of NHL and reaching out to new fans.
If we jump back over to Game 5, again, it's tonight in Pittsburgh. The Penguins 11-3, their last 14 games at home. They have a ton of playoff experience in the locker room as well. Does that play a factor in tonight's game at all in your mind, Jason?
It does, 100%. I think that they know they're very comfortable playing at home, and they know, even listening to Sidney Crosby's comments after Game 4, you know, he spoke about the opportunities had. They spoke about how there's some missed chances. And so I think in that room they're very confident about where they're at. And I do believe that this game tonight will be a win for Pittsburgh because of the experience. Now, Nashville, they're trying to figure out how to win in Pittsburgh because they did just about everything except win those first two games when Pittsburgh didn't have their best effort. Tonight, that will be the case. Pittsburgh is going to have their best, I believe, their best playoff game in the Stanley Cup playoffs tonight. And can Nashville rise up? It will be difficult without Ryan Johansson, who's been a huge part of their team all year, who unfortunately is hurt, as well as Kevin Fiala. They've both been out for the whole Stanley Cup playoff. But this is going to be an interesting one tonight. But I feel very strongly, just like I did after Game 2, that Nashville's win at home. I think Pittsburgh wins at home tonight.
We'll end with this. If by chance Nashville is to pull off an upset tonight and they win Game 5, is this series over in 6?
Going back to Nashville, I'd have to say it is. And I think that Pittsburgh recognizes that. You know, there's certain moments in any series, any game, where you have to understand that it's a crucial moment. You know, and you don't know when necessarily that crucial moment will come through a game or a series, but tonight's one of those crucial moments because Nashville knows they have if you are given a chance at the beginning of the year to win a Game 6 at home for the Stanley Cup, you're going to play your heart out. You're going to die trying to win that game. You don't want to go back to the opponent's rink. So I think both teams recognize the importance of this effort tonight, and I think it would be very unlikely that Pittsburgh could win Game 6 in Nashville to prolong the series to a Game 7 if they lose tonight.
Jason Strudwick, again, our guest right now. Jason, before I let you go, please let the listeners know where they can find more of your work.
Well, I'm on Twitter at Jason_Strudwick. I'm on there, and I'm always talking hockey and all different things. So, you know, it's always fun. I love talking about hockey, so anytime, just let me know.
Jason, always a pleasure to get you on the show. Hopefully we can catch up next week and maybe put the final touches on the NHL season.
Well, then you got the expansion, you got expansion draft, you've got the NHL draft coming up in free agency, so lots to get to.
Definitely. Jason, thank you again for the time.
We'll talk to you later.
Again, that's former NHL defenseman Jason Strudwick talking about Game 5 of the NHL playoffs tonight, series tied 2-2 between Pittsburgh and Nashville. We're going to break for just a moment. We do have more Drive Time Sports coming up right after this. KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.